Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Arki Chankute is here. Arki is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and 18 years he's been hanging out with us. He's one of the smartest guys I know. He's our trust expert in the Brain Trust. He's my trust mentor. He is the co-author of Built on Trust, which is, in my opinion, a legendary, immortal book on this topic. Arki is the guy who's taught us that trust is not just the right thing to do, it's a business best practice. And he's our good friend. Arki, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. Very kind remarks. I appreciate it.
Well, everyone deserved, and you've lived them here on this show for sure. Arki, one of the things that anybody who remembers you being on the show will remember you saying is that you've always talked about the tension that lack of trust creates as a result of an us versus them type of a scenario. That when there's an us versus them, like we have in Washington these days on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
You got politicians, and we're not gonna name names or parties, but what we know is one side won't compromise for the other one to come up with a good result for America, because that would give the other side a win. We can't have that. That kind of behavior is now in the media. That kind of behavior is, and then that gets into our own culture. And it becomes pervasive. And you talked about that in an article recently. Tell us about it.
Well, yes. By culture, I mean, you know, what is considered cool or nice or good and so forth. So that's culture. And it's true. I co-wrote an article in Psychology Today called Them Versus Us America. And the cultural divide is deep. And not benefiting, in my view, anybody, like all us versus them. You kind of trade in the right to complain about things for everything else. So there's a few salient critical points there. First of all, us versus them happens from a positive motivation, not a negative one. You know, so I want to contribute something, I want to help, I've got an idea and so forth, and I'm frustrated because I can't get that closure on that idea. I can't get that idea to get actuated.
Remind them what closure is. Remind them what you mean by closure.
Closure means to find out who is going to do what next. What's going to be the next steps? What's the feedback? And what's the time for that feedback? So it's very frustrating when you have a desire to contribute something you think is worthwhile, and you may have survival instincts on top of it, because there's a lot of change in society now and job change and so forth. So you have this tremendous frustration. What are you going to do with this frustration? Remembering it's got a positive root, but it feels awful. So the first thing that many people will do, they'll think about it and talk about it. That's the first turning point in us versus them, the willingness to overcome hesitation and so forth and to talk about it. But my intention in talking, let's say, to you about it, is a very important turning point. If my intention is to gain insight for a solution, that's one thing. But if my intention is to gain agreement about how difficult the problem is and how intractable and so forth it is, that's another story. So that's a big turning point, what my intention is.
Tell us how those intentions manifest, each one of them.
Well, so if I have the intention to solve the problem, I may start a conversation with you. Hey, Jim, I've got some things I want to run by you here. You know, I think, you know, you might be interested in them. But in any case, if you can be a sounding board for me, you know, and maybe give us some ideas about it and so forth. Where the other intention might be, you know, that's so-and-so, or that's such-and-such
yes.
or that, you know,
that's,
what's that's the kind of thing.
That's the one that's happening in America right now.
That's right.
That's the right. one. So I see it all the time.
Yep, you bet. And so now the ball's in your court. Here's the second turning mm-hmm. point. You could possibly turn that around. Let's say I'm negative about, okay, so I'm going to complain and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
You could say, well, okay, let me hear you out. And what can you do to solve it? So that it's possible sometimes for the listener
right.
to help me, the talker, the complainer, turn that around.
Hold on to that thought, Archie. When we come back, folks, this listener idea is brilliant. We're going to get Archie to talk about that a little bit more. And I'm going to tell you a story when we come back about what he was just talking about that happened to me. 22, right back with Dr. Archie Changute after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.